சதாசிவசமாரம்ஹாம் சங்கராச்சாரியமத்யமாம் அஸ்மதாச்சாரியபர்யந்தாம் வந்தே குரு பரம்பராம். ஓம் பேஜ் 41 நிவேந்திரியோச்சரஸ்ய விநிர்ஜிதாசேஷரிபோரஹம் சதா த்ருஷ்யோ பவேயம் த்விதஷட்குணாத்மனஹம் ஜ்ஞான யோகா கன்சிஸ்டிங் ஆஃப் ஸ்ரவண மனன அண்ட் நிதித்யாசனம். த ஃபர்ஸ்ட் ஸ்டெப் ஆஃப் ஞான யோகா மகா வாக்கிய விசார ஆர் ஸ்ரவணம் ஃபார் எ லென்த் ஆஃப் டைம் from a competent teacher. One has to listen the scriptures, especially prasthana trayam, bhagavad gita, upanishads, brahma sutra and prakarana granthas like rama gita etc. These are the scriptures to be studied for atma jnanam. That is called Shravanam, listening to Shastra and getting that truth, Aham Brahma Asmi, Ajnana Nivrityartham. Then Rama said one has to do Mananam also. Listening alone is not sufficient. After listening also, person can have lot of doubts, samshaya. So remove those doubts, one has to do mananam, reflecting upon the teaching again and again. That is manana abhyasam. Manana abhyasa is the second stage. After that also, I am Brahman, the conviction cannot come without nididhyasanam. For the assimilation of this teaching, whatever I have received from my teacher, I have to assimilate. Then only the jnana phalam I can enjoy. That is called nishtha, doubt free knowledge, total conviction. So in nididhyasanam, I am not going to get any new knowledge. In nididhyasana abhyasa, I am not going to get any new knowledge. Knowledge has to come only through shravanam, not through nididhyasanam. Knowledge, aham brahmasmi jnanam, comes only through shravanam. So nididhyasanam removes all our viparyayana. Viparyaya nivrityartham. Vasanas are there. In spite of listening for a length of time, I am not able to say confidently. After listening also, dehabhimana continues, ahankara continues, mamakara continues. Many times my mind goes to fluctuations in spite of knowing that mind is mithya, body is mithya. I can say verbally also, I have understood also. In spite of that, mamakara, ahankara, they come to surface. Often, not once in a while, often they come. When they come to surface, we get a doubt. What is the use of this study of Shastra? After listening many years, still I have ahankara, abhimana, deha abhimana, mana abhimana, and mamakara towards other relations. Why this is happening? This is happening because of vasanas. In hidden, all latent tendencies they call. We ourselves do not know about our vasanas, imprints. That imprints come to surface when that condition is available. The triggering factor comes, the vasanas come to surface, and they can make your mind turbulent and our whole jnanam goes somewhere. And am I a Vedantic student? Like that we get doubt also. Therefore, Rama says, hey Lakshmana, one has to do samadhi abhyasa rupa nididhyasanam. One should not be complacent. One has to follow all the sadhana chatushtaya sampatti regularly. The viveka has to be entertained all the time. Atma, anatma, viveka, it has to be available at that mind surface level. Somewhere inside viveka, somewhere inside vairagyam, no use. Not only that, shakta sampatti also one has to be full-fledged while doing nididhyasanam also. What are they? Rama says, evam sada abhyasta samadhi yoginaha. The nididhyasaka has to follow samadhi abhyasa regularly, without fail. In this manner, as said, akara, ukara, makara, omkara, dhyanam, nididhyasanam, in that manner. Sthula dissolve into sukshma, sukshma dissolve into karana, karana dissolve into atma. The sthula nama rupa, sukshma nama rupa, karana nama rupa are mithya. Atma chaitanyam is satyam like a screen. All these nama rupas are only an appearance. In Tamil, there is a nice word for appearance, totram. And the totram has to become maraivu. Totram is a totram, not satyam. Totram, trotrama theriyanum, satyama theriyakoodathu. Totram is an appearance. Appearance cannot have reality. Therefore, I have to remember that fact. This is only nama rupa appearance. Behind this nama rupa, that character's screen is there. Here, what is the screen? Not TV screen. Here, I, the consciousness entity, am the screen like. Upon me only the names and forms are resting. This is called samadhi abhyasa rupa nididhyasanam. A particular time, at a particular place, with full ambience, you know, spiritually congenial ambience, you have to sit and masticate, assimilate that teaching. Don't spend your time in reading magazines, looking at TV, and anyhow you have to spend your time for eating breakfast, lunch, dinner, and taking care of the body, bath, everything you have to do. For this itself it takes a lot of time, and apart from that you have some other programs also. Where can you do, when can you do nididhyasanam? தட் வை சரீர யாத்ரா, ஓன்லி யூ மெயின்டைன் யுவர் பாடி. அந்த ரெஸ்ட் ஆஃப் த டைம் இஸ் அ ப்ரெஷஸ் டைம், குவாலிட்டி டைம் ஃபார் நிதித்யாசனம். இஃப் யூ டோன்ட் டேக் கேர் ஆஃப் திஸ் நிதித்யாசனம், யூ கெனாட் கெட் தட் நிஷ்டா, தட் ஃபலம், ஞான ஃபலம். So there is no use of just listening, just doing mananam many years, no use. First, what one has to do? Samadhi abhyasta yoginaha, one, the nididhyasaka, practice samadhi abhyasa. In that abhyasa, what he has to follow? First one, nivritta sarvendriya gocharasya. That person, purushasya, nididhyasaka purushaha, to that person I am easily available, Lakshmana, Rama says. To such a person I am easily available. Who is that person? Rama is telling, a person who is practicing contemplation, nididhyasana, every day, withdrawing his mind or her mind from sense objects, nivritta, sarva indriya gocharam, from all sense objects person has to withdraw at least 20 minutes every day. No anatma chintanam, only aham brahmasmi akandhakara vritti chintanam only should be there, number one. Next, vinirjitasesha ripoho. To that person I am available who has conquered. Vinirjita means who is free from. From what? Asesha ripu. Asesha means all the six enemies. Kama, desire, binding desires, illegitimate, immoderate desires, krodha, anger, for simple things anger comes, lobha, greediness, lot of greediness in the mind, moha, delusion, mada, pride, arrogance, I know everything, that arrogance should go from the mind, matsaryam, envy, jealous of others, always comparison, competitive mind, looking at others' possessions, others' qualifications, others' achievements, and comparing all the time. This is very, very natural. It's one of the weakness in the mind. So that type of person, it can never be available for nididhyasanam. Therefore, one has to conquer, one has to drop the powerful kama, krodha, lobha, moha, mada, matsaryam. What Rama says, ripun, they are the enemies. As Lord Krishna said in Bhagavad Gita, kama esha krodha eshaha rajoguna samudbhavaha maha ashanaha maha papma vidhi enam iha vairinam. Remember that they are your vairi, enemies. We never notice these enemies inside. Antarangika shatravaha. Antarangika means internal enemies. The thief from outside comes, you find out easily. But the thief in your own house, when money is, pocket is becoming empty, things are disappearing, you cannot find out. Similarly, outside enemies you can easily recognize, but internal enemies very difficult to check. And the check post madre, no, toll gate, you know the toll gate, like that you must have toll gate like here also. So you have to monitor that detector, metal detector like, but it is not so easy to have that inner detector. Inner detector you have to keep, install. Install your inner detector. What this inner detector has to do? inner detector has to look at that and the smuggled things, so many things they check, you know, here and there when person is crossing the metal detector. Like that I have to check kama, krodha, lobha, moha, mada, matsarya. Out, out, out. You are not allowed into the aeroplane. You are not allowed to my spiritual journey. What is aeroplane? This shariram, jivana yatra. Aeroplane has to travel. The spiritual journey, these all enemies are like militants. Powerful more than militants. Kama militant, krodha militant, lobha militant. All these militants are there. How that plane can go safely? If militants are there, they will do what? Hijack. Generally, militants are there in the aeroplane. What they do? Hijack. They divert the aeroplane. They hijack the people who are all in the plane. Like that, kama, krodha, lobha, moha, mada, matsarya, militants, in our spiritual journey for this jiva travel, they all like militants hijack this jiva, not allowing jiva to say, aham brahmasmi. Enna irukko? Enakku pidichirukke. Adhu maadhiri jagratha annaar. So, detector, internal detector, enemy detector, internal enemy detector, I have to install. Vinirjita asesha ripoho. Asesha ane one paravaleda. One can I keep so many? One enemy woken. Even a small droplet of poison is enough to spoil that entire milk. Isn't it? Therefore, even a wee bit of this arishad vargas are there, person cannot spiritually grow at all. On the other hand, spiritual fall will take place. No progress, only regression. Okay, no progress but regression, downfall. Not only that, jita shadgunatmanaha. To such a person, I said jita shadgunatmanaha in the last class. In one book they have taken as shadurmayaha, I said, hunger, thirst, jara, vyadhi, the physical level, prana level, raga, shoka, mental level, I took in the last class. But another commentator writes, I want to take that meaning, jita shadgunatmanaha means a person, one who has the grace of Bhagavan. Shadguna Bhagavan. Bhagavan is one who is having six virtues. Aishwaryasya, samagrasya, viryasya, yashasastriyaha. Jnana vairagyayoschaiva shanna bhaga itirana. Bhagavan is one who is having total aishwaryam, wealth. Total aishwaryam, samagram. Aishwaryasya samagrasya. Viryasya samagra viryam, total valor. Yashahana, name, total name, yashaha. Shriyaha, prosperity, total prosperity. Jnanam, total knowledge. Yashasya shriyaha, jnanam, vairagyam, detachment also. Complete, total detachment, samagra vairagyam. Jnana vairagyayo seva, shanna, bhaga itirana. The one who is having all the six virtues at a total level, he is called Bhagavan. Aishwaryasya samagrasya viryasya yashashastriyaha jnana vairagyayoscheiva ஷண்ணாபகை தீரணா. சோ ஷட்குண ஜிதஹா மீன்ஸ் ஒன், த ஒன் ஹூ ஹேஸ் காட் த கிரேஸ் ஆஃப் த லார்ட், ஈஸ்வர கிருபா. வி ஷுட் நாட் டிராப் அவர் வர்ஷிப் சீக்கிங் த கிரேஸ் ஆஃப் த லார்ட் ஆல் த டைம். வி ஹாவ் டு சீக் த ஈஸ்வராஸ் கிருபா, பிகாஸ் அஹங்காரா இஸ் பிளேயிங். வி டு நாட் நோ வாட் டைம் திஸ் அஹங்காரா வில் ரைஸ் இட்ஸ் ஹுட் அண்ட் கிவ் ப்ராப்ளம்ஸ். ஏ ஈஸ்வரா, ஓ பகவான், பிளீஸ் ஹெல்ப் மீ சீக்கிங் த கிரேஸ் ஆஃப் த லார்ட். ஜிதா மீன்ஸ் வாட், த ஒன் ஹூ ஹேஸ் அட்டைன்ட் த டோட்டல் ஈஸ்வராஸ் கிரேஸ். Therefore, bhakti is to that extent, Ishvara Kripa must be complete. That is called Ishvara Kripa. We can take the one who has got the grace of the Lord, who is having that Shadgunas. That way we can take. Jita Shadgunatmanaha. Atmanaha means that person. Purushasya. All sixth case. விநிர்ஜிதாசேஷரிபோஹோ ஜிதஷட்குணாத்மனஹ அண்ட் சமாதி அப்யஸ் சமாதி அப்யஸ்த சமாதி யோகினஹ நிவ்ருத்த சர்வேந்திரிய கோச்சரஸ்ய. ஆல் ஆர் இன் சிக்ஸ்த் கேஸ் ஆஃப் தட் பர்சன் ஹூ எவர் இஸ் ஹேவிங் ஆல் தீஸ் வர்ச்சூஸ் அண்ட் டூயிங் சமாதி அப்யாச டு தட் பர்சன். ஜித ஷட்குணாஹ ஆத்மா ஈஸ்வர ஏன சஹா பரமாத்மா கிரேஸ் டு சச் எ பர்சன். நாபக்தாய கதாச்சனா, பகவான் சேஸ் கிருஷ்ண பரமாத்மா இன் பகவத்கீதா, திஸ் டீச்சிங் ஷுட் நாட் பி கிவன் டு எ அபக்தான். அண்ட் திஸ் அனதர் கமெண்டேட்டர் ரைட்ஸ், ஈவன் தோ லக்ஷ்மணா, ஈவன் தோ ஐ ஆம் அவைலபிள், ஆத்மா அனுபவ நோபடி இஸ் லேக்கிங், எவ்ரி ஒன் இஸ் ஹேவிங் ஆத்மா அனுபவ, நன் ஆஃப் அஸ் லேக்கிங் ஆத்மா எக்ஸ்பீரியன்ஸ். ஆத்மா அனுபவ எவ்ரி ஒன் இஸ் ஹேவிங், பட் ஹூ எவர் இஸ் ஹேவிங் த கிரேஸ் ஆஃப் த லார்ட், தே அலோன் கேன் ரிகக்னைஸ் ஆத்மா. ஜானம் ஓன்லி வி ஆர் லேக்கிங், நாட் ஆத்மா அனுபவ. People ask, when can I get Atma Anubhava? Atma Anubhava you need not get, you are already having. You have to get what? Atma Jnanam. When can I get Atma Jnanam? Only you have to ask. Instead of asking this, when can I get Atma Jnanam? When am I eligible for this? Instead of asking like this, people ask what? When will I get Atma Anubhava? Shastra says, you need not get Atma Anubhava. You are Atma already. That you do not know, that Ajnanam you have, that you must eliminate first. How can you eliminate? By studying Shastra. That says, Rama says, the commentator says, that means what? Whoever he is having my grace fully, that person recognize me. I am available aparokshataya for him. In spite of that Atma Anubhava is there for him, he do not know that he is Atma. If my anugraha is there, complete anugraha, bhakti, whatever I have prescribed as qualifications in Shastra, if he follows, shama, dama, uparama, titiksha, shraddha, samadhanam, all are there, viveka, vairagya, mumukshutvam, then my grace is available completely. Without following all those things, and Atma Anubhava already there, there is no bhakti, there is no devotion, person, how can he get? Therefore, such a person cannot get that nishtha. For such a person, sada drishyaha bhaveyam, that is the underline. Sada, all the time, I am available, drishyaha bhaveyam. I am always available, aparokshataya. பவேயம் விதிலிங் பூதாத்தோஹோ விதிலிங் உத்தம புருஷ ஏக வச்சனம் அகம் பவேயம். வேர் இஸ் தட் அகம்? ரிப்போஹம் இஸ் தேர். ஐ ஆம் எனிமி அண்ட் யூ ஷுட் நாட் அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட் ரிப்போஹம் ஐ ஆம் த எனிமியா. நோ, வினிர்ஜிதாசேஷ ரிப்போஹோ தட் யூ ஹாவ் டு சே டு தட் சாதக ஆஃப் தட் பர்சன் ஹூ ஹேஸ் காங்கர்ட் டு சச் எ பர்சன் அகம் சதா திருஷ்யா பவேயம். ஐ ஆம் ஆல்வேஸ் அவைலபிள் ஃபார் ஹிம் ஆஸ் ஆத்மஸ்வரூபம். As his own Atmaswarupam, I am available directly. That is the meaning. Without any lopam, any defect in my sadhanas. That is why just study is not sufficient. By Shravanam you may understand some extent. By Mananam also you may be free from some doubts also. But without Nididhyasanam, you cannot, without Bhakti, without full qualification, Sadhana Chatushtaya Sampatti, Nishtha can never take place. Impossible. That's why Manushyanam Sahasreshu, among thousands and thousands, very difficult to find, you know. Very, very, very difficult. Next shloka, we will read. 54. Dhyatvaiva matmanam aharnisham munihi. Tishthet sada mukta samasta bandhanah. பிராரப்தமஸ்னன்னபிமானவர்ஜிதஹ மய்யேவ சாக்ஷாத் ப்ரவிலீயதே ததஹ. வாட் இஸ் த பெனிஃபிட்? நவ் வி ஆர் சீயிங் த ஸ்லோகாஸ் வெர்சஸ் நிதித்யாசன ஃபலம். ஒன்ஸ் யூ பிராக்டீஸ் தட் நிதித்யாசனம், சமாதி அபியாச ரூப நிதித்யாசனம், இஃப் யூ பிராக்டீஸ் எவ்ரி டே த ஃபலம். ஏவம் ஏவம் முனிஹி, முனிஹி மீன்ஸ் ஹியர் த ஒன் ஹூ ஹேஸ் டன் சஃபிஷியன்ட் ஸ்ரவண மனநம். ஹியர் முனிஹி மீன்ஸ் எ சந்நியாசி, லைக் ஆல்மோஸ்ட் சன்னியாசி, ஆல்வேஸ் ஆத்ம சிந்தனம், நத்திங் எல்ஸ். சோ தட் இஸ் வை இஸ் கால்ட் சன்னியாசி. முனிஹி, ஒன் ஹூ ஹேஸ் டன் சஃபிஷியன்ட் ஸ்ரவணம் மனநம் அண்ட் டூயிங் நவ் நிதித்யாசன அபியாச. முனிஹி ஏவம் முனிஹி ஆத்மானம் அஹர்னிஷம் ஜாத்வா, பை கான்டெம்ப்ளேட்டிங் upon his or her own nature, that is Atma Swarupam. Atmanam means on one's own self. Aharnisham, always, day and night. Aharnisham anna ahaha means day, nisha anna night. Aharnisham means night, no sleep. Aharnisham means it is as good as pashyan srinvan sprishan jagranna nartham. All the time, as much as possible, with quality mind and quality time. Eno dano, not like that. Okay, aharnisham dhyatva, dhyanam kritva. Dhyatva, here what? Is saguna dhyanam or nirguna dhyanam? Nirgunam. Aham brahmasmi iti akhandakara vritti rupa dhyanam. மனோ புத்தியகங்கார சித்தானி நாகம். நத்திங் இஸ் தேர், செகண்ட் ரியல் என்டிட்டி இஸ் நாட் தேர். ஐ ஆம் த ஒன் ஹூ இஸ் செகண்ட் லெஸ். ஐ ஆம் த ஒன் ஹூ இஸ் செகண்ட் லெஸ். வாட் அபவுட் ஆல் தி செகண்ட்ஸ்? செகண்ட் என்ன? நாட் செகண்ட். செகண்ட் என்ன? ஆல் தீஸ் டுவாலிட்டி, தீஸ் நாம ரூப ஆல் ஆர் ஜஸ்ட் வாட் இஸ் தட் வேர்டு, தமிழ் வேர்டு, தோற்றம். இன் ட்ரீம் வாட் ஆர் தோஸ் ஆப்ஜெக்ட்ஸ், எல்லாமே தோற்றம் தான், அப்பியரன்ஸ் ஓன்லி. நோ, திஸ் இஸ் ஆல்சோ லைக் ஓன்லி அப்பியரன்ஸ். That is appearance you recognize after waking up. This is also appearance, swapnam, second swapnam this is. Waking world is second swapnam according to Shastra. Once you wake up to your real nature, Atmanam, Atma real nature, then only you come to know this is also swapnam. How many swapnams we have, you know? Two swapnams without ticket. Drama, two drama serials we are seeing every day. That is why for a jnani, no need of TV, cinema, new programs not required. Anyhow, dream is coming, that is one entertainment. Waking world is also another entertainment. Where is the time for another new serial? Marakatam serial. No need of any serial. This beautiful serial, no electricity charges, no nothing is there, always available, no power cut problem, always available. No. So therefore, aharnisham, na, that's artham. Okay, Rama said aharnisham, therefore let me do night also without sleeping. Don't do like that. Aharnisham, maximum time in artham. Tishthet சதா முக்த சமஸ்த பந்தனஹ, ஏ ஹேஸ் டு ரிமைன் ஃப்ரீ ஃப்ரம் ஆல் பர்டன்ஸ் ஆஃப் சம்சாரா. பந்தனா மீன்ஸ் பாண்டேஜ், ஃப்ரீ ஃப்ரம் ஆல் பாண்டேஜ் ஆஃப் சம்சாரா. முக்த மீன்ஸ் ஃப்ரீ, சமஸ்த மீன்ஸ் டோட்டல். முக்தானி சமஸ்தானி பந்தனானி யஸ்மாத், the one who is free from all bondages of samsara. What are those bondages? In the form of worry, in the form of anxiety, in the form of fear, in the form of insecurity. So these are all to be, once he does every day this nididhyasanam, anxiety will be reduced, bhayam will be reduced, worry will be reduced, everything comes down, ratio. Paramarthananda Swami says FIR, their frequency, worry frequency comes down, anxiety frequency comes down, fear frequency comes down. Previously I was having lot of fear, often it used to come, now only once in a while, at the frequency reduction. Then intensity also. Previously, once I was an angry person, there's a lot of disturbance in the house, in the body. Now, little bit comes, anger. So, intensity also reduces. F.I. R means recovery period. Previously, I could not recover immediately from my anxiety, from my worry. Weeks, months, years, I used to worry, anxious. Nowadays, I am recovering fast, only short time anger, short time fear, short time anxiety, only short time, I recover fast. So FIR, reduction, frequency reduction, intensity reduction, in all this, but samsara, that is called mukta. முக்த சமஸ்த பந்தனஹன்னு அதே அர்த்தம், எதென்னமோ நினைக்க கூடாது. முக்தன்னா ஐ ஹாவ் டு பி ஃப்ரீ. வாட் எவர் யூ ஆர் லிசனிங் ஹியர், தட் யூ ஷுட் நாட் கோ அண்ட் டெல் அதர்ஸ். ஓகே, எல்லாரும் போய் தலைவலி வந்து கால் வலி வந்தேன்னா, யூ ஆர் நாட் த பாடி, வை யூ ஹாவ் டு ஃபீல், யூ ஷுட் நாட் சே. ஏன்னா மனோபுஜகங்கார சித்தானி நாகன சுவாமினி சைட், the family members, they have neck pain, back pain. See, you are not the body, Swamini said. Therefore, you need not worry. You should not tell them. One adi, one kulpa. Unakku vanda theriyunu solluva. If you get this pain, you know. What we have to tell them? If you come to the class, you listen Shastra, knee pain will be there. Back pain comes at time, it will be there. But back pain, knee pain and tooth pain, all these and all won't give too much botheration. That's all. As a FIR, they will not come and disturb you too much. Mele mele vandhi poyidu, avladha. They go interior and sit nagging, you know. They won't do that way. The same fear, same insecurity. Vandha vartam, this body nature, I accept. This is called like a shock absorber. Immunity, mental immunity. Immunization. And then the polio drops all of children, yeah, immunization. So they are giving all immunity drugs, everything for the body. Vedanta class is immunization dose. For what? Body or mind? Mind. Remember that. Okay. All prarabdha karma phalam everyone has to undergo. But jnani won't feel it. That is FIR. Okay. Otherwise, people misunderstand Vedanta. I develop immunity, stamina, withstand to the situation. I handle, I manage without damage. That is the word. I manage the worldly interactions in spite of problems. I manage them without getting any damage in my life. Beautiful. Tishtet sada mukta samasta bandhanaha. So, puriyadilliyo mukta samasta bandhanaha. Don't misunderstand. Understand properly. Prarabdham ashnan. See, Rama says, Lakshmana, don't worry. Sita Devi, you have to drop your sister-in-law in the forest. Prarabdham ashnan. Because of that, you are suffering now. This is your prarabdha. That is her prarabdha. This is my prarabdha. Rama is accepting the prarabdha. Ashnan means what? Exhausting. Experiencing. What? Prarabdha. Whose prarabdha? One's own prarabdha. That prarabdha, sukha, dukkha, experience, ashnan, abhimana varjitaha. Even though I am experiencing pleasure and pain because of my karma phalam, through someone, Rama has to undergo his own prarabdha through Sita. Sita has to undergo her prarabdha through Rama. Like that, they are only mediums. They are only instruments. Nobody is cause for our prarabdha exhaustion. Nabhuktam kshiyate karma. Runanubandha rupena pashupatri sutalaya. Family members, wife, husband, children, all, why they come together na? Debt. Runa anubandha rupena. Because of debt, palasi runam, old runam, debt, they come together. Who? Pashu, animals, pet animals, patni, wife, husband also. Pashu, patni, suta, son, daughter also. Alaya, house, where you have to stay, how long you have to stay, which house you have to stay, alla prarabdhamda. Okay. Pashu, patni, suta, alaya. Therefore what? Rinakshaye, shayamyanti. That relation also will be over when the rinam is over. Rinakshaye chayam yanti. That is why in olden days, any person dies in the family, rinam over. Our rinam over with to that person. His rinam over to us, our rinam also over. Nobody is using that word nowadays. Poitare, 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 kavala padva. Rinam is over, that's all. Debt is over. Point one. Rinakshaye chayam yantri. Therefore, tatraka paridevana. Why you cry? Why you cry? Don't cry. As long as rinam is there, they come together. Rinam is over. they depart. Therefore, abhimana vartitaha. Abhimana at two levels. On one's own towards body, one's own body, that is called ahankara rupa abhimana. Towards one's own body. This is the starting point. Ahankara. Then that ahankara leads to another abhimana, mamakara. My son abhimana, my daughter abhimana, my house abhimana, attachment. So first I, then we, aham, then vayam. So first ahankara, then mamakara. So ahankara rupa, mamakara rupa abhimana. Abhimana varjitaha, this nididhyasaka is free from abhimana. Ahankara is not there. Mamakara also is not there towards body mind complex, using the body mind complex. But no abhimana. Then what happens? Tataha, thereafter. Once he gives up his bandha, is free from all this bandha, exhausting prarabdha, that prarabdha is also mithya. Body is mithya. Everything is unreal prarabdha, exhausting. Like movie. You watch movie, no? Very nice, no? Very nice. So your prarabdha also is like a movie. What experience you are going to get when mosquito is coming and biting, you do not know. That is called prarabdha. You know? Every experience, next second, what is going to happen? Unpredictable. Therefore, that prarabdha, ashnan, even though exhausting, that abhimana vartitaha, then tataha, thereafter mai eva sakshat praviliyate, in me alone, atma swarupe sakshat, directly, as he is living in the body, is a jivan muktaha. Once he drops his body, videha muktaha bhavati, mai eva praviliyate, he merges into me. Mai eva praviliyate means what? Aikyam. Jivatma paramatma aikyam. Next shloka we will read. Shloka 55. Adau cha madhye cha tathaiva chantatah. Bhavam viditva bhaya shoka karanam. Hitva samastam vidhivada choditam. Bhajet samatmanam adhakilatmanam. Now Lord Rama continues further. One has to remember this samsara problem. Samsara means a second, what you have to get into your mind. Bhaya, shoka and all anxiety, worry, all this. Raga, shoka, moha, this type of bhaya, all this comes under samsara. When they are there, now they are there all the time. As long as body mind complex is there, so much time this bhayam, insecurity, anxiety bound to be there. Therefore you cannot totally eliminate them. Then what you can do now, all these are belongs to mithya shariram. They are there when you are born, as you are a young one, childhood time, adau, in the beginning. Madhye, when you are in youth, childhood problems in childhood, youth problems in youthhood, old age problems in old age. Madhye antataha. So the moment you are born, this body has come into existence, it has to undergo வியாதி ஜரா மரண ஆல் ஆர் பவுண்ட் டு பி தேர் அண்ட் அட் தட் ஏஜ் ப்ராப்ளம்ஸ் ஆர் ஆல் தேர் சைல்ட்ஹுட்னா டிசென்ட்ரி டயரியா ப்ராப்ளம் ஓகே யூத்ஹுட்ல அனதர் ப்ராப்ளம் ஓல்ட் ஏஜ்ல சொல்லவே வேண்டாம் சோ மெனி அதர் ப்ராப்ளம் ஆதவு மத்தியே ததா ஏவ அந்ததா ஆல் த டைம் பவம் விதித்வா பவம் மீன்ஸ் லைஃப் ஆஃப் பிரவிருத்தி இஸ் த பய சோக காரணம் வாட் இஸ் தி காஸ் ஆஃப் பய அண்ட் சோகா பவம் விதித்வா பவம் மீன்ஸ் ஹியர் பிரவிருத்தி சகாம அண்ட் காம டிசைர் லைஃப் ஆஃப் பிரவிருத்தி இன்வால்விங் கான்ஸ்டன்ட்லி இன் யோகா அண்ட் க்ஷேமா ஃபர்ஸ்ட் எக்யூமுலேஷன் எக்யூசிஷன் தென் க்ஷேமா ஃபர்ஸ்ட் பர்சன் ஸ்ட்ரகிள் டு எக்யூமுலேட் தென் க்ஷேமா Therefore, the sloka, they say, Arthanam arjane dukkham. Once you start earning, there is a lot of dukkha. Arthanam, wealth. Arjane, in accumulating money, earning money, there is a dukkham. Arjane dukkham. Tathaiva paripalane dukkham. Maintenance. After getting, you have to maintain, you know. Big house they buy first. After that, they are not able to maintain. Appa, why this big house? A small house is better. If small house is there, small house not sufficient. Idho or complaint. Paripalane dukkham. Then what? Damage. The damage vanda, car damage, weed damage, weed damage, sariran damage, edhi vanda alam kuda, nashe dukkham. The wealth, once you have, if any loss is there, share market down. Okay, people are really get a heart attack also. Nashe dukkham. Some people, when they are spending also, vyaye dukkham. Ayyoh, spending, expending, I am spending, spending, going, money is expenditure. Purse kali kali and adur bhayam. Okay, vyaye dukkham. Therefore, Therefore, dhigartha, dhigarthara, dhigarthan klesha karinaha. Therefore, sham, which are the cause for klesha karinaha, which are the cause for klesha, dhik means what? Just drop, give up, don't have much attachment towards wealth, house, so much attachment, use them. They have their own limitations, problems, including body. Body sake only, no, you are earning lot of money. For this body sake only people are earning. Therefore, you have too much attachment towards the body, you will have too much attachment with yoga kshema. The too much attachment with yoga kshema, klesham. Why so much? Nashe dukkham, yaye dukkham, kimartham dukkha bhajanam. Why you are behind them too much? Not. Therefore, you have to develop sattva guna, shantam, audaryam, prema, vairagyam, all are sattvic, that type of mind. Trishna, sneha, raga, all these are rajoguna, lakshana, 14th chapter care of Bhagavad Gita. Moha, bhaya, etc. All are tamo guna. So which guna is dominant? You have to overcome that guna to come out of that nature. Okay. This is an aside point I am telling. Care of 14th chapter. Adau bhavam viditva bhayak shoka karanam bhavam viditva. Then what I have to do once I know they are all the cause for my shoka. Cause for my sorrow. First of all, we should know what is the cause for sorrow. That is the problem. Diagnosis. Diagnosing the problem is the main solution. சம்சார ரோக சிகிச்சை, பிஃபோர் தட் சிகிச்சை யூ ஷுட் டயக்னோஸ், நிர்ணய காஸ், காரண நிர்ணய. யூ கெனாட் டூ நிர்ணயம், சாஸ்திரம் வந்தாதான் நிர்ணயம் பண்ண முடியும். ஆஃப்டர் டூயிங் தட் நிர்ணயம், வாட் இஸ் தட்? ஆல் பிரவிற்த்தி கோயிங் டுவர்ட்ஸ் யோகா அண்ட் க்ஷேம. ஆல்வேஸ் திங்கிங் அபவுட் மணி 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 மணி, பிளஷர் பிளஷர் பிளஷர், பிளஷர் பிளஷர் பிளஷர், அப்புறம் பிரஷர். ஜஸ்ட் எல்லு ஆறா மாறிடும், அவ்வளவுதான். பிளஷர் பிரஷர், பிளஷர் லீட்ஸ் டு பிரஷர், பிரஷர் லீட்ஸ் டு வாட் அண்ணா? ட்ரீட்மெண்ட். Therefore, you see the whole world running after pleasure and getting pressure. Stress management course. Why stress? What is stress? Stress is nothing but over speed of the mind. Running, running, running. Body is sitting here, mind is running. That is called stress. All stress related diseases, one come and sit in the body. By that time this person recognizes all problems are sitting in the body. What is the use? Therefore Rama says, hey Lakshmana, hitva samastam vidhi vada choditam. All the rituals, karma kanda, what are all rituals given to get this, that and all? If you do this ritual, you get this. If you do this ritual, Jyotishtoma Yagena, Swarga Kamo Yajeta, Ange Porthik, Inge Porthik, Ella travel. And what are all things to done? Going to this temple, that temple, doing pradakshana. I want to get this, I want, I want, I want, I want. Tambura Sriti continues because of those rituals mentioned in the Shastra itself. Therefore Rama says, after few years doing everything for chitta shuddhi you do, but give up them after some time. Don't do lifelong. Hitva, having given up. What? Vidhivada choditam. Vidhi means shastra prescribed injunctions. Choditam means prescribed by Shastra, Karma Kanda, prescription or Vedic rituals or worldly actions. Vedic rituals are not much relevant nowadays. Therefore we can say what? We can say worldly actions. Even worldly actions also, too many actions don't keep. For livelihood, how much you need, that much you keep. Rest of the actions you drop. That is what hitva, not samastam hitva means what here? Samastha means never do with anxiety, never do with sakamataya, for phalam sake don't do. Bhajet swamatmanam atha akhilatmanam. Swamatmanam, your own self, may you practice நிதித்யாசனம். பஜேத் மீன்ஸ் மே யூ பிராக்டிஸ் நிதித்யாசனம். ஸ்வம் ஆத்மானம், யூ தி செல்ஃப் இஸ் அகிலாத்மனாம். இன் தமிழ் தே சே ஆள், நான் ஒரு ஆள் என்று சொல்றேன் இல்லையா, 80 kg 90 kg ஆள். அப்புறம் இங்கிலீஷ் ஆள், தமிழ் ஆள் கன்வெர்ட் இன்டு இங்கிலீஷ் ஆள். Small to SM you remove, small, I am very small person, I am very small, that nyunata bhava. If you remove that SM, you are all. Adi akhilatmana means what? I, the consciousness, the individual self, alone is the self of all. Akhilatmana, sarvatma bhava. This is called Sarvatma Bhava. I, the Atma, Chaitanyam, alone I am the substratum of everyone, every being. 84 lakhs of species. சத்தா பூர்த்தி பிரதாதா அகம் பிரம்மாஸ்மி அதிஷ்டானம் மையேவ சகலம் ஜாத்தம் மயி சர்வம் பிரதிஷ்டிதம் மயி சர்வம் லயம் யாதி. நவ் ஹூ ஆம் ஐ? ஆம் ஐ ஓசி ஆர் ஆர்சி ஆர் ஆர்எம்? ஓசி, ஒரிஜினல் கான்சியஸ்னஸ். So as the original consciousness, where am I? Am I in this body alone? No, I am in every body, in every body. That drishti we have to develop, that vision we have to develop. Whenever I see anything, Atma, Osi, Osi, Unnuda. Rundu Osi chulla kudadu, okay. Moodu Osi, Nalu Osi. RC many, but Osi one. Therefore, how many are there in this universe, real? A real thing is only one, Atma Chaitanya. Many things are there which are unreal. They are as good as non-existent. Therefore, no problem. Only totram. Okay, no problem. This is only entertainment. Let them be there. Enjoy. Enjoy. Ennudaya. Joy, enjoy. பூர்ணமதஃ பூர்ணமிதம் பூர்ணாத் பூர்ணமுதச்யதே பூர்ணஸ்ய பூர்ணமாதாய பூர்ணமேவாவசிஷ்யதே. ஓம் சாந்தி சாந்தி சாந்திஹ. ஹரிஹி ஓம். ஸ்ரீ குருப்யோ நமஹ. ஹரிஹி ஓம்.